Councils commit to trans inclusion. Two district councils have reaffirmed their commitment to becoming more inclusive. South Oxfordshire and Vale of Whitehorse district councils have pledged to maintain welcoming environments for transgender and non-binary residents and staff as they await information on timelines and financial support related to the EHRC's revised draft guidance code of practice. The reaffirmed commitment follows the Equality and Human Rights Commission's revised draft guidance code of practice on the Equalities Act, which provides guidance on single-sex services and facilities in light of Supreme Court rulings on biological sex. Sam Casey-Rarehay, councillor for Sandford and the Whittenhams at South Oxfordshire District Council, said, "We feel strongly that the code of practice creates a real risk that trans people will be excluded from essential services and public spaces and will be barred from services they have previously had no issue accessing. By highlighting this issue, we want to ensure everything is done to prevent this from happening." At recent full council meetings, both authorities passed motions to ensure they continue to support and engage with LGBTQ plus groups, raise awareness of the challenges facing transgender and non-binary people, and provide safe access to council services and public spaces. Across both districts, council buildings already feature a range of options, including individually locking toilets. A review of all council-owned buildings is now underway to identify any required changes. Mike Giles, Cabinet Member for Corporate Services, Policy and Climate Action at Vale of Whitehorse District Council said, "The motion reaffirmed the existing position of the council to be inclusive and supportive of the trans community. Any costs incurred by the council to change our facilities and buildings should be covered by the government." Councillor Lucy Edwards, Cabinet Member for Corporate Services, said, "We are undertaking a review of our venues so we can assess where changes may need to be made and are working on a staff training plan so that we comply with the requirements of that guidance and the broader principles of equality." And there's a photograph of Councillor Lucy Edwards, Cabinet Member for Corporate Services.